Marine Corporal Joshua Wilfong died near Fallujah on April 30th. He was the third serviceman from Parkersburg, West Virginia, to be killed in Iraq since January. The Defense Department will only say that Corporal Wilfong's death was due to hostilities. In his hometown, the word is that he was the victim of a car bomb. Reporter Dan Hyman visited Parkersburg and has this report.
As friends and family gathered to mourn inside, Joshua Wilfong's big green and gray Ford four-wheel drive truck sat parked on the lawn of the Lambert Tatman Funeral Home in Parkersburg. Matt Hendershot grew up near Wilfong, just outside of town. He says Wilfong was proud of that truck, part of the good-natured competition the friends maintained going fishing or driving off-road.
He's always trying to outdo you, you know, gotta catch a bigger fish than you, my deer's gonna be bigger. My four-wheeler's going to pull yours all the way up the hill, you know, just the way he was.
Like many boys in rural West Virginia, Wilfong grew up in the woods with a rifle in his hands. One photo shows a good-looking kid with olive skin, a long nose, and bushy black eyebrows, proudly holding up an antlered buck he had killed. In the picture, he looks barely old enough to shave. Hendershot says Wilfong always dressed like he was going hunting, even in town.
The whole time I seen him, I don't think I've ever seen him in a pair of tennis shoes. He always has Rocky boots on. Camo and his Rocky boots and jeans. I don't think I've ever seen him with a hat off either. Back in the woods, you know.
In the summer of 2000, just after graduating from high school, Wilfong joined the Marines. He was assigned to the 2nd Combat Engineer Battalion, 2nd Marine Division, when he died. Steve Morningstar taught Wilfong in a pottery class his senior year in high school.
I just remember him being real amiable and kind of aw shucks personality, kind of a mellow kind of country kid.
Parkersburg is known as a town that strongly supports the military. Friends say Wilfong and his family fit into that tradition. Of his three siblings, his sister is in the Navy, one brother is in the Air Force, and another brother is still in high school. Wilfong's old teacher, Morningstar, says the decision to go into the Marines seemed to fit his former student's temperament.
I think he really liked just physical, kind of hard work. We had an old pug mill. A thing that mixes clay that you would put powder in and water and everything. And some of the kids that really wasn't maybe that interested in doing a lot of pottery work would spend a lot of time and I'd let them mix clay and stuff. And like I said, he was an old country boy. He didn't mind getting dirty.
After finishing his 12-month combat tour, Wilfong volunteered to stay on in Iraq. Morningstar says the news of his death seems especially tragic because Wilfong was due to come home soon.
But I think he was one of those that were already over the rotation. So that's kind of a bummer, you know, to know that he had already kind of put his time in there.
The death has been hard on his friends. Hendershot's hand trembles a little as he talks about taping a newspaper clipping about Wilfong's killing to the wall at work.
I read that headline and it hits me all over again and then I'll forget about it. Not really forget about it, but, you know, just put it back away and I see that again, just hits me all over again.
Corporal Joshua Wilfong was awarded a posthumous Purple Heart and buried with full military honors. He was 22 years old. For National Public Radio, I'm Dan Hyman.